Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about the KCII Caring Christmas Food Drive. It's that time of year again with the holidays here and the Caring Christmas Food Drive with KCII. Can you explain what this is?
Well, first of all, it is pretty much what you said, our food drive. It's our 16th year now of doing this. What we do is we collect food as well as non-perishable items. So it's not always just food that we want, but we collect that throughout November and December. And then we deliver to the food pantries in January as a way to help them restock their shelves and make sure that they get their year started off on the right foot.
And what kind of items do you hear from the food pantries? What kind of items do they want?
Well, always need food, right? I mean, so anything, make sure you check the dates. They cannot take anything that has an expired date on it. So be very cautious of that, especially if you're donating to our Caring Christmas food drive, because since we collect it in November and December, and we don't deliver till January, we want to make sure that you pay close attention to the expiration dates on anything that you would have. But outside of that, they also need things like, hygiene products, from toothpaste and toothbrushes to deodorants, shampoos, even toilet paper and toiletry type items. So it's really we call it a food drive, but really it's just a drive to help our friends and neighbors and those that need it.
And how can people donate? Where should they go?
Well, first of all, anytime you see the big red radio out, you can stop by and make a donation. And if you make a donation while we're doing our live broadcast, we also put you into our grand prize drawing for $1,000 that we'll announce in January. So that's never a bad time to bring us any of those items.
And we like visitors.
Yes, absolutely. Love to have people stop by and chat with us. We'll have our first one Monday the 12th. So that's when the first food drive is going to happen. And then we'll have many throughout the November and December. Also, you can make any donations to our sponsors and our clients. We will have all of that listed on the website as to where you could drop off any donations. And as always, you can always stop and drop things off here at the station.
And why is it important to do this year after year, it being the 16th year?
Well, it's grown every year, which is a great thing, where we're able to last year help out 9 different food pantries throughout the area. And, you've done it for so long. I mean, I think that they start to plan some of their giving through November and December, a couple of the busiest months, knowing that we'll be coming again in January to help them restock those shelves. But, it's a good feeling when you can help others out. And we're blessed to be able to do that and help those in need. And I hope that if I ever had where I needed it, others would want to help me too.
And the donations stay local.
Yep. What we collect in our communities or at our sponsors, wherever that business is, what we collect from them, we keep in that community. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that, if we're, working with a business that's in Kelowna, the food that's collected in Kelowna stays there. Food collected in Washington stays here. Sigourney stays there, so forth. So we want to make sure that it goes, if you're making a donation, that it goes to help the community that you're serving and that you're a part of.
And is there anything that you'd like to say to the folks that donate?
Thank you. Would be the first thing to say is it's very appreciated. I've been doing this basically every year since it started. I deliver the food to the food pantries each year. I make the rounds and do that. And they're just so thankful. And most of these organizations are just great, good people, and just wanting to help. And so thanks to you out there that are making the donations to help make it possible. One thing I'll point out again for this year as well is we will have the pre-bagged items you can purchase from Hy-Vee here in Washington. And you don't have to do much. You just say, I want the $5 bag, I want the $10 bag. You add it to your order, and then it's automatically donated, and we get to deliver that to the food pantry. So,
and those are pretty full.
Yeah, they've done a great job over the years working with Hy-Vee over there to really make sure that you're getting a lot for the dollar. And the thing is it makes it so easy for us, because then you don't have to worry about what you get, whether it's, check the expiration dates. We get that all covered, and you don't have to worry about where do I take this now. We will handle the rest. So we've had a good partnership with Hy-Vee for many years now and really making this successful, making it easy for you to find ways to donate and help those in need.
And with the holidays, we have a special contest. Can you explain that?
We also will have some on-air contesting and a grand prize winner. We'll do the on-air contest for several weeks between November and December, where you get a chance to win some money on the air, and even double your money if you answer our bonus trivia questions. And then all of our qualified entries from that will also be drawn, and we'll give away a $1,000 grand prize mid-January as well. So never bad to have a little extra cash. But as we like to say around the holidays, you like to give and you also like to receive, right? So we do the giving through the food drive and then the receiving through the contesting and the fun things that we like to do here at the station.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols talking about the KCII Caring Christmas Food Drive. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.